It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye.
Since Radiohead released this song, Creep, back in 1993, the British band's become one of the most innovative and critically acclaimed modern rock acts of all time. They've pioneered groundbreaking techniques using processed voices and invented sounds, all behind the delicate and powerful voice of frontman Thom Yorke.
I'll shake myself into your pocket. Invisible, do what you want. Do what you want.
This track is called Lotus Flower. It's off Radiohead's latest album, The King of Limbs. They released it themselves without the pressures of a major label and with little fanfare back in February of this year. The band did no big concert tour and no interviews.
We didn't feel like it.
We didn't want to explain it.
Yeah.
That's guitarist Ed O'Brien and singer Thom Yorke. And yet, The King of Limbs shot to number 3 on the U.S. charts. Now, Radiohead is coming out of its shell a bit. Yorke and O'Brien sat down to talk with me last week about how they make music. Before they recorded their latest album, O'Brien described coming off a long tour, exhausted and uninspired. That is, until the band and their producer, Nigel Godrich, discovered some interesting computer software.
Which enables you to use MP3 files and trigger them on a turntable, like with vinyl, you know.
Make loops and stuff.
Make loops and
stuff.
On
the fly.
Yeah, so we had an initial session of about 5 weeks, and it was really like the kids in the kindergarten. Because it was
absolutely no idea,
and we literally had 5 weeks, and it was really interesting because what it forced you to do was you had to simplify what you were doing. You couldn't do loads of ideas. Probably the most important thing is you had to listen to one another. Believe it or not, that's also something that you can in a band you can lose that. You can get so wrapped up in what you're doing, you're not listening to what other people are doing. So Nigel was very keen that we start listening to one another.
And
it kind of helps when you make a record, believe it or not.
Yeah, I mean, it was an experiment. I don't think we really genuinely thought anything would come out of it. Certainly not an entire record.
I wonder if you can break down this song for me. The first track on the record called Bloom. So there are all these layers, percussion and bass and processed sounds, and Tom's voice comes in about a minute in. Thom Yorke, what are all those different layers we're hearing in the song?
Almost every tune is like a collage, you know. Things we'd pre-recorded, each of us, and then were flying at each other. It was like editing a film or something. It's quite interesting. The melodies were there, but so much was implied so that when you did embellish it, it was like, whoa, you know, it really sort of come out of itself.
If you trace the arc of Radiohead from, say, a song like Creep to any track on this record, and then you open up the band's catalog anywhere in the middle, every album is almost a reinvention of Radiohead and, to some extent, of experimental music. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you approach each record? I mean, do you sort of think about how much can we push ourselves to a new place and a place we haven't been to yet?
I'm not really trying to necessarily be experimental or anything. In fact, when I first started doing little demos on my own and things...
This was before you became famous and
all that.
Yeah.
It was very much... I'm quite a good imitator. I see it in my daughter, she's the same. So you're constantly learning from other music, right? And then there's that Lennon thing about it's not how you... what was it?
The who you steal from.
It's not how you steal. Right? It's not who you steal from, it's how you steal. You know, I'm constantly absorbing other music. And that's what stimulates me the most. And to have the ability within our group with Nigel to sort of move around in all these different areas. So there's never been the desire to sort of like tread back onto the ground because you don't know where else to go. Our problem is where should we go today?
You got some.
you guys ever put something together? Have you tried something and the rest of the band just says, no, that doesn't work, it sounds terrible?
Probably. I can't remember, but I'm definitely. I mean, no, yeah. I mean, the part of what you do is rejection. There's a big part of that. A lot of the time, it is like hitting your head against a wall, and then you have breakthroughs. But I think what's great about the environment that we have is that no one ever says, "Well, you can't do that." You try it, and then it's judged on whether it's right for the trade.
Our problem, I think, sometimes is you have a momentum thing when you're working, and if you break the momentum, it's very much harder to go back to things. Mm. And it's interesting, like, sort of when you finish a record, as you finish, it releases this energy because you, like, got a whole momentum going, like a whole creative flow, and then, oh, you stop.
It's a very interesting thing that what happens is that you're in this bubble, you finish this thing, and it, as soon as you play music to other people, there's some kind of transfer that you suddenly understand it in another way. It's really, really interesting. And
I hate that.
Yeah, it's really... really hard.
Yeah. But I read that in past albums you weren't really sure how people were going to respond, and when OK Computer came out you were shocked that it was so critically acclaimed, for example. Does that happen with every album you release? You sort of wonder, what are people going to make of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know I should be used to this.
It's a funny thing because when you release a record, you're really, really, well, I am, I'm really into it. And I think this is a no-brainer. Mm. I go, like, King of Limbs, man. It's like...
Yeah, it's obvious, right?
It's obvious, right? And then you realise it's not. And that's a bit the scary part. And I mean, yeah. that's the bit that you realise, you know, you have created in this vacuum, in this bubble and stuff like that. And it plays tricks on the brain. And that's probably very normal.
We didn't have a clue how we were going to play a lot of it. Mm. And then, like, learning to play it allows you back into it in another way as well, especially after the initial sort of... what the hell is that thing? So, I mean, and in some ways, that's one of the ways we move on musically. It's quite interesting, like having to force ourselves to learn this thing. It's like a backwards process, but it really exists then in another way.
Tom York and Ed O'Brien from Radiohead. Their latest record is called The King of Limbs. Tom York, Ed O'Brien, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.